John Main, 35 Riders. Let's go.
That's why I hustle. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a goat. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I hustle. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm signing on the button like it's nuts. Why?
What's good? Welcome to the Cut on G14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I can never get the time zones right. I'm your host, Onyx. I have my handsome co-host on the line, as always, Tyrone and Golden Fleece. What's up, guys?
What's happening, world, and what's happening, Onyx? Fleece, what's good?
What's going on? What's going on, partners in crime? Tyrone, Onyx, what's up with y'all? What's good?
Hey, man, busy week, crazy. How's you guys' week flowing right now?
Right now,
man,
it's smashed hard. Workflow is, I'm up to my neck in work.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely been a busy week. I don't know, it just seems to be a lot of stuff coming up. You know, it's that time when everything's starting to transition in the spring and summer, and you're trying to get a whole bunch of stuff ready for about that time. Everything happening all at once. Plus, we got the All-Star Game here in the city in about a few days. Probably like a week coming up. So, you know, everything is going down that you could possibly think. It's pretty wild right now in Orlando. So, but we all living and breathing, so, you know. Thank God for that.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that, for real. And you know what, real quick, you know, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and it was just among being busy and everything else, time is money. I went into Walmart just to get the twins some Valentine's Day joints, and I'm telling you, it was straight madness. You know I hate Walmart. You know I hate going in there. It had me in line for like an hour for two items. I was so pissed. I left out of there pissed off, and I tried to go to the customer service to ring up my little two gifts, or two cards, rather, and she wouldn't give me, and I was pissed off about that. I think they need to,
no.
I mean, that's messed up. She was open with nobody in line, and I tried to go over there, smooth, try to, yo, can I get, and she was like, no, ma'am, you got to take it to the, oh, my God, I was so mad, dog. I was so mad.
Denied the whole smoothness. I'm going to tell you right now, yo. Walmart is like the club, especially when it's like some type of holiday or something going on.
It was stupid.
Man, you might as well turn on the music in Walmart and get it popping right in there. It's so crowded in that piece.
Man, it pissed me off, man. All your last-minute people going in there shopping for Valentine's Day, y'all made me mad last night, or this week, rather. I just want you to know. So, but did you guys do anything special for Valentine's?
Yeah, did the Valentine's thing, you know.
You did? Let me find out. What did you do? Well, now we ain't going to get into all that. You know, we got a lot to cover tonight. We ain't going to get into all that. But,
you got it.
I'm jealous. No, I was at work. I was putting in that work. So while you was on dates, Golden, we was putting in work.
I spoke to you that day, too. And
you
was putting in that work. I was like, yo, why don't you go home, yo? Like Onyx is, like, one of the hardest working people I know. Onyx will be at work from, what, 8 a.m. to, like, midnight? And I'm like, yo,
it's
got to be all the lights off in your office, and you the only one in there. What are you still doing there?
I know, man. Hotel business don't sleep, you know what I'm saying? And I don't sleep, and then it's always something to do. And then, you know, it is what it is. I got to grind. You already know how it is. That's what we do. But
I try to make sure I call and text, you know what I'm saying, to keep you up, you know what I'm saying? So we be having some fun conversations in between that time, you know what I'm saying? But she definitely be going hard.
Oh, thank you for letting the people know that I don't just tweet rise and grind. I actually get it done. And actually, I don't even tweet that. But
matter of fact, we was texting at like, what was it, like
6 in the morning?
6 this morning.
Right.
Like, damn,
right.
What you doing up?
I know, man.
That's that early text right there, fam. That 6 in the morning text.
He texted me. I had to text back.
Yeah, I was responding from the night before, you know, thinking, you know, she'll get it later. She won't reply right back.
I be working. Hey, it's a good thing, you know. You got to get it in while you can. Right. Tonight, you guys, a lot going on. Definitely have a lot of news that we got to cover. It's been a lot of sadness in the air, unfortunately. You know, we had a lot of shockers. We're definitely going to pay our respects out to everyone later on in the show. But still, you know, thanks to the man above, we're still here. Keep pushing, keep grinding, as we were just talking about. Got to, you know, do the best that we can. But speaking of pushing and the role of a grinder, you know, we got Murphy Lee of Dirty Entertainment, who will be live with us here in a moment on the air. He's going to be ready to take your questions and calls. We're going to do a quick little interview with him, play some of his joints from two releases that he had come out. So he's got a lot going on. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to Murphy Lee coming on.
Yeah, Murphy Lee coming on. That's definitely an exciting thing right there. I mean, Murph, you know, the whole Nelly, I remember when that whole wave moved through like a hurricane and Say Lunatics was coming head after head. You know, you had Ali, Murph, Nelly, Kiwan. That was a crazy time. And, you know, haven't heard from a few of those brothers lately. You know, even Nelly hasn't been dropping music like that much. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that Murph is on the show so we could definitely see what he's working with. And last thing I heard about Murph, I think he was going on a tour with a live band or something like that. So he was doing some things. So anxious to hear what he has going on.
Definitely. Looking forward. And I actually got up with him at the Super Bowl weekend, celebrity basketball game that was thrown in partnership with Tyrone's magazine company, Brightwood Entertainment. So, you know, had a network and get it in. Yeah, so shout out to Tyrone's people and himself for setting that up, that game, because got to run into him and he won at that joint. So, but anyways, make sure you guys call in.
We got photos.
Yeah, we did. We got some footage and some photos. He can ball. I mean, he's a good player. He's a good basketball player. I was impressed. I was like, okay.
Now, I got to get that from Tyrone. I think he's a baller.
Are you serious right now?
Tyrone. Can the man ball?
Are you serious right now?
Hey,
Tyrone.
Hey, I don't even know what to say right now. Look.
What's he trying to say, Golden?
Tyrone. Let's go back to a few weeks back, Tyrone, when we were talking about the Super Bowl.
Honest was asking us
who should she root for, because she didn't know nobody that was playing in the Super Bowl.
But look, no, I knew what was going on, but I didn't know who had the best track record. I mean, obviously they both got a decent one to get to the Super Bowl, but I don't do the football, but I do basketball. So give me some credit.
All right, that's cool.
Man, y'all always trying to gang up on me. This is what I'll be talking about. Everybody that's listening in to the cut, they do this every Wednesday. They gang up on me about something. So I got to get some lady callers to back me up. What?
I didn't even get a chance to say nothing, and you just throw me out there like I'm just always going harder.
Because that's how y'all do me. In fact, you did it last week, but that's okay. They're going to see. Y'all going to do it before the show ends, so I don't even have to tell the people how y'all do me.
Well, just for saying that it's on right now, as of right now, we're going hard on you.
This is horrible.
Hard in the paint.
This is horrible right now. Man, what you got for mixtape, Tyrone?
Mixtapes, man. G Unit's Tony Yayo and Superstar J, they coming with El Capo, I believe that's how it's pronounced. We also have Raheem Divine with Destination Loveland. Marcus Manchild we have with Freak 14. I'm a big fan of Marcus Manchild. I've only heard one of his mixtapes so far, but I was impressed, and I'm definitely looking forward to hearing what this Freak 14 sound like. We also got Nipsey Hussle with The Marathon Continues. John Connor with the Blue Album, and Cartoon Network and DJ Envious Styles with We the Franchise. That was hosted by Murphy Lee.
Okay, already. What you think, Golden? What you looking forward to?
Yeah, most definitely. You know what's funny? I remember Tyrone, we were talking about that Marcus Manchild thing real quick, and Tyrone had told me on the show, he told everybody on the show, that he was a fan of that guy, that he heard one mixtape. Ever since then, you know how somebody talks something up and then you see it or hear about it all the time? Ever since Tyrone said that on the show, this Marcus Manchild's name has been all over everything I log into, everything I'm checking about music, I see his name. Him and Bun B, Marcus Manchild, Edition ASAP Rocky, Marcus Manchild. So I'm like, okay, I got to check this cat out. So I'm going to definitely be checking out some stuff that he did prior and seeing what all the fuss is about. Apparently this dude is making some major moves. Definitely always a fan of Nipsey Hussle, like John Connor's coming with. You know, a lot of people ain't don't get into Tony Yayo, but I love Tony Yayo, so I'm definitely rocking with the El Chapo. That's just some Queen Street shit. That's Tony Yayo at his finest. You know what I'm saying? So I rock
that's
with Yayo.
New York already.
So I'm looking forward to checking. Yeah, indeed. So I'm looking to check out all these mixtapes, and of course we got Murphy Lee on the show today, and he hosting the We the Franchise. So make sure y'all check those out.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, also to add to that list that we just put out there, you know, Ben from Pump It a Dump It Group, he dropped a mixtape with his squad, Occupy Her Mind, and that's actually posted on Global14.com. And if this is your first time listening, make sure you go to Global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. That is the station is by the way of that site, so make sure you sign up, check it out, get your account. While you're on there, check out that mixtape from Ben. He's in the Pump It a Dump It group. It's a group that we have. We're hoping to unsigned artists post their music. I'm an admin in there. Ash and Ben are admin. So shout out to Ben for posting his joint. Golden, we still got
to
get our... right. We still got
to
get our stuff together so we can get it posted. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that.
We about to smash him.
Hey, I'm glad we got a little hookup.
Golden
That's what it is.
About to come through. Definitely. We about to come through with one.
Definitely.
Hey, real quick for the fans, you know, like I gotta keep a couple people interested in the Pump It a Dump It. Can you please explain the rules to the people or how you get in the Pump It a Dump It group and how that process? What's the process on that?
Yes. Well, it's very simple. Again, you just sign up. You gotta be a member of Global14.com, and then when you go to that group, you request membership. We'll approve it, and then you just post. You read the rules because you got to have some type of structure. If you don't read, you can't read a contract. So I need y'all to get on your reading real quick, just a minute or two if you don't mind. Read the little rules in there and then post your music, and we're going to vote, select the music. And I'll tell you a little bit more what we do with that music that we select. And JD does listen to the music. A lot of other people listen to it. One thing people need to keep in mind as an unsigned artist is even if you're not getting a social death deal or et cetera, there are other people. He knows people. They know people. You know, it just is what it is. It's networking, marketing, promotion. So, again, all you do is sign up and request membership, read it, post your music, and we got you. So
exactly. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, homie.
Well, I was just about to throw in there, you know, you may not fit the So-So Def brand.
Exactly.
You may not fit JD's brand, but he may have you in mind for someone else that you may work very well with. So
exactly.
You know,
or you may be put in mind for ghostwriting or something like that. You just never know. And we can get into all of that a little bit later, but you guys got to know that you don't have to be the artist and you're not always going to come in and break through that way. I mean, I'm a singer-songwriter. Golden is producing. Tyrone Rapson has a magazine. I'm working with their magazine as well. We all are. So we do this show as well. So you got to wear many hats in this industry. Don't just try to, you know, you got to be realistic and have a plan, a business plan, as I like to say, you know? So
you got to have something to offer.
Yeah, you really do.
Most
you got to come to the table with a lot. And speaking of coming to the table with a lot, Murphy Lee also dropped his mixtape yesterday, and he's going to be on the show, so I'll let him talk a little bit more about it. But that was a good look. It looked like everybody was putting in work on Valentine's Day except for Golden. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was out on dates. He was out on dates.
Real talk, you know what? We went out to dinner the day before because we knew Valentine's Day was going to be crazy. So we
he's sitting around caking, and we... It's okay. I'm
gonna
let you do it.
But
you know,
you gotta free your mind and enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? You need that to me time. So you know,
you had to go out
and get. You know how we get down. You gotta put the work in. But you gotta do it. You gotta give some me time. You know what I'm saying? Else you drive yourself crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm sounding like a hater, so I'm not gonna, you know, talk about
how you've been
on
dates. I know ain't no hate in your blood, you know what I'm saying? But you know the
right,
kids stay working, so you know.
Already. Well, you and I, don't get me. I said already. I'm from Texas. That's how it is. Don't start with me tonight, guys.
You didn't say it one time. You just said that three times in a row.
I did? Okay. Well, I got you guys. I got you guys. Y'all got to stop, man, for real. So anyway, like I said, drop Ladies Night. And also tonight we're going to do the last POD game of the week. I mean, not POD game of the week. Ooh, JD game of the week. We've been doing the game every week. We've had a couple of winners. And actually last week Tasha tweeted me because she was on a line, but we didn't see her call in. So she tweeted me, and we're going to like I said, we're going to play another JD game of the week, but this is the last week that we're playing this game for right now. And I just want you to let them know, Tyrone, what they're going to win if they get this answer right. So please let the people know what they wanted.
If you get this answer right, you're going to win 50 pressed up CDs with CD artwork included. That's your CD
Oh, real
insert.
Quick.
On...
Real quick, I'm sorry. Not tonight you're not winning that. You're going to go in the pool, the little pool with the other winners. And we got like three other winners. So it's going to be you and three other people competing for this prize. I'm sorry, Tyrone.
Yeah, like I said, you were going to be getting 50 pressed up CDs. That's what the CD artwork included. The design for your CD insert, front and back, designed by myself. If you want to check out my artwork beforehand, you can go to www.brightwoodentertainment.com, and you can see that I go hard. You're going to get them CDs pressed up as well. You're going to get also you're going to get the CDs printed on as well, so you'll have a professionally packaged up CD that you can go and get your grind on with.
Alrighty. I said it again. That's
stop,
number four.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, that's how I do it. That's not fair. I got slang I can use. I mean, that's not fair that y'all trying to get me for that. Well, what I want to do.
This is what you're going to say after this. I mean, from now on, you're going to say, okay then. Say that.
Okay then. That's the whack. That's the whack. I'm not going to say okay then. That is
great. All right.
I might do that. I might say my brother. I'd be like, hold on. I might do a golden and say my brother.
I'm trying to work on that. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Trying to work on my
I don't
want
to go back to nigger, you know? I'm trying not to go back to nigger, you know? I'm trying to be positive.
Well, also, you guys, Wednesday, Paul Wall Wednesdays, if you're new to the show, again, thank you for listening. Paul Wall Wednesdays, he drops a song every Wednesday. We just kind of piggyback off that. We drop it on the show, and it's also posted on global14.com. Again, make sure you're signed up to global14.com because you're not getting the full effect of being a lifer like we all are, with Jermaine right. Dupri. So, but, again, we have some people calling in. We need to check the switchboard. We need to see what's good. I think Murphy is already on the line, so we're going to go ahead and play one of my favorite joints already because I've been listening to the mixtape that he dropped. And it is Start With This Drink, Murphy Lee. This was off the mixtape he just dropped. So it's fresh, it's on deck, and I'm about to drop it. Here we go.
All-Star DJ.
DJ Joe.
If I weren't famous, I'm trying to get you on the dance floor. I'm trying to see if you can shake what your great mama gave you. I know you got high heels on. I know your short skirts. I mean your skirt short still though. You look good, ma, for real though. I mean for real though. Is there a fireplace we can go? I just want to know your social. You know security, birthday, cute, you caught the joke late. And if I had it my way, my place 35 miles up the highway. Let's
change your life, finding your looking tonight. Shorty, let's start off with this.
Yo, I can't believe you in my car now. Between you and the car got me looking like a star now. Shit, or could it be my polo or the G-Shock? I'm just playing, let me stop. Shit, I see you like the top down, to let the weed blow. I mean your hair blow, we know. You kinda cute when you smile though. I like your smile, yo. It kinda remind me of Dubai though. And girl, I'm glad that I met you. I'm glad I really followed through with a call and a text too. And when I saw you next to your best friend Q too, but I felt you.
Girl, you're looking like,
you look like you just stepped out of a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You look like the
sun. Oh, baby, I can make you famous, baby.
Meet me at the bar.
Baby, girl, you know I can change your life.
Find out you're looking tonight.
Shorty, let's start off, yeah, with this dream.
Hold on, mama, let me get the dough for you. Take a seat, let me know, ma, if it's too cold for you. I don't mean to move too fast, but mama, that ass can make a slow nigga move fast. Not the Murphy off Boomerang, just a young dude, do the thing, St. Louis booty tang. Wanna kiss you in the right place, and at the right time might be right now. See the shadow of your assets, see you still a wit, and we ain't even at the pillow yet. I can see you dig my mojo, but what I don't know is what your clothes still on for.
Girl, you're looking
like, just
a
of a
yeah.
You look like the sun.
Oh, baby, I can make you famous, baby.
Meet me at the bar.
Baby, girl, you know I can change your life.
Find out you're looking tonight.
Shorty, let's start off, yeah, with this drink.
See, man, these new wine sippers, man. You know what I mean? They new wine sippers, man. I've been sipping wine since wine been sick, man. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a date on a wine bottle, man, that date was meant for me, man. I've been back since Yonza, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm a freaky Moscato type of guy right now. You know, a lot of people, you know what I mean, they ain't hip to the game. You know what I'm saying? Drinkfreaky.com, man. Get you some. Send that thing to your doorstep, man.
Already. Yeah, that's that Murphy Lee start with this drink. Told y'all that dream was jamming.
Hey, okay.
It's on the new Valentine's Day. Hey, that's live right there. That's my song, man. I'm happy. I played that all day, and I don't even drink. But, yeah, Murphy Lee coming Murphy Lee coming up soon. Did you guys check in with is he on the line yet?
Murphy Lee, I think, was on the line. He was having some difficulties. He's going to call back in. I think Tyrone's about to get ready to patch him in shortly here. He was having some reception issues, so he'll probably be on in a minute here.
Okay, that's all no right, problem.
Hold on, y'all. I believe he's ready now.
Hey, excellent. That's up, man.
Y'all ready to get Murphy on?
Hey, yeah, we ready to get Murphy.
All right, hold on. I'm finna merge him in now. Hold on. Yo, Dirt. Murph.
Yeah.
Yo.
Babe.
Yeah, what
hey
up?
Yo, what's good, Murphy Lee? Thank you for coming on the show, D14 Radio. Man, what's good?
Hey, appreciate you
all
having
right
me. What's going on with
you? Man, just wanted to catch up with you. Glad I ran into you at the basketball game out there in Annapolis, getting it in, hooping.
Oh, that was hilarious. I was surprised I was able to breathe that long.
I know, right? And I'm my co-host. They want to holler at you real quick before we get started with the interview, fellas.
All right, what's going on, Murph? What up, big bro? What's going on? What's up with you?
Not much,
peace,
man.
Murph, how you doing, my brother?
How you doing, bro? How you doing?
All good, man. I heard you had a little game out there on the court, Super Bowl weekend, man.
Yeah, my jumper was off, but my whole goal wasn't even to make points. My whole goal was to be able to make it up and down the court. And I was cool with that, so you know what I mean? I was on that key shit, so.
Oh, okay.
Already. I said already. Okay, well, Murphy, thank you again for joining us. I'll get straight into it. Got a couple of questions for you. Actually, have a couple of people that want to speak to you, comment. They have questions as well, so I'm going to get started with mine. So I noticed you first signed your contract in 1996. Got my date correct. So your mother had to sign the contract for you, and was this with Universal?
Yeah. No, we didn't get signed to Universal until probably like 2000 or something like that. This actually was really our first company ever. Like, it was, they was called D2. And, yeah, my mama didn't know what that damn contract said. She just signed it, too. She was just amped that I was amped. She just signed it, though. We was tripping. We didn't know
nothing about it. What I want to ask you is, how did that opportunity even present itself as far as you getting signed to that label?
Oh, man, we was working like crazy. Actually, we wanted to sign a show that, that Jive Records was going to give a record deal for us, whoever the one. So, and in the midst of the guy coming to talk to us, this company came to us and was like, yo, we can represent y'all, blase, blase, you know what I'm saying? So we had came up with a single that was crazy and it blew up in St. Louis, so they immediately wanted us to sign.
Dang, that's crazy. When you say we, do you mean the St. Lunatics?
Yeah. Everything I do, we tipped up.
Alrighty. So, okay, well, then you got signed to Universal. Actually, you were in Dirty Entertainment. How did you link up with Nelly?
Oh, that's you know, we've known until we've been known since 93. Actually, I've been, my big brother's Keywine, part of the St. Lunatics, and him and Nelly, best friends. So when we made the group, you know what I'm saying, we was already out there spending out with Nelly out since I was six. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a little brother. I'm the youngest member of the Lunatics, so I get everything, you know what I'm saying? So, they're my big brother, so that's how we linked up. We linked up way before any rap thing.
Wow, I didn't know y'all was down for that long. I mean, I did not know
that's why we
that
still,
long.
That's why we still peoples now. See, like, most of the groups all broke up because they're not really family, you know what I'm saying? We've been family since from the beginning, so it's deeper than any rap.
Mm-hmm.
Any rap.
Exactly, and it's good that you got a team that you could trust and it's family, so, I mean, that's what's up right there.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got to deal with Universal. But tell me a little bit about that and how that all transpired.
That was crazy. You know, we went to a lot of labels, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Including JD, that's our people. we went to everywhere trying to shop the Lunatic deal, and I guess it was just a lot going on. You know, it was Hot Boys, there was a lot going on at that time, so there's plenty of groups and state properties. And a lot of people was popping at the time that was dealing with like four members and five members. So we tried the Nelly project first, you know, and that was crazy because it's like it's hard to knock on the door with five people, but if you knock on the door with one person, so maybe they can convince them that we all cool and we can come in. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So we ran with that, and it was crazy. It was a good transition.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm telling you. I remember that when y'all dropped, it was like a movement. And I have to tell you, that was like really my first, I'm from Texas area, that was my first time really getting put on to St. Louis and the whole style and everything that y'all did out that way. So, I mean, it was dope. And I mean, the whole nation caught on to that. How did y'all feel when y'all, you know, got that exposure like that, put on for your city?
Oh, man, it was nuts, you know what I'm saying? But like, we come from, well, we've always been some, like, little popular dudes, you know what I'm saying? All of us homecoming kings, prom kings, and most popular in schools and stuff like that before this. So, it was like, that was major to us to be accepted by the other 50 states and really the whole world at the same time, same way that they felt about us at the crib, because nobody knew us but at home, you know what I'm saying? And even
right.
At home, it took the TV for them to realize who we were, too. So, it was crazy, man.
I know, and I have to tell you that me and my girls, we were crazy about you guys. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Ooh,
had,
ooh,
I know, I hate to admit.
I was on that wall, bro.
You best believe we had the little posters ripped out and had it in our binders. And I'm not that old, and
right.
I know you're not that old, but we had it in our binders at school. And I mean,
yeah.
I was in cheerleading and we danced to the all y'all songs and everything. So, I mean, it's cool.
That's when magazines was popping.
Exactly.
Full out body, like, was on it. That's when a fan was really a fan. That's how old folks talk. Like, I'm wild
exactly.
Now, ladies, all the time.
Exactly. So I know that you, while you were at Universal, tell me about some of your Can you tell me a little bit about your deal? Because I know you talk about it a lot, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But can you tell me a little bit about the deal that you got?
Universal. Yeah, it was a deal where we where Nelly only been selling a certain amount. We wouldn't have had a deal. You know what I'm saying? The pick wouldn't have been nowhere. And Nelly would have been gone. So we was playing with fire. You know, even the guy that brought us on, his job was on the line. You know what I'm saying? So we was rolling the dice.
Right. Murphy, you still there? I hope we didn't lose him. You still there, Murphy?
Yeah. Can you hear
me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Right. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
So we just knew you either was going to love us or you was going to not like it at all because it was hard to understand. We was from St. Louis. My grandma was crazy, you know what I'm saying?
It was.
For people to catch on, but once they caught on and actually realized what was going on, it was crazy.
Right, definitely it was. Like I said, it was a movement, and it was just crazy, yeah. And then everybody caught on, and then finally, JD, y'all did the Welcome to Atlanta remix, one of my favorite joints to this day. I know y'all hooked up on the I Don't Need a Hook. You know what I'm saying? What was it called? No Hook? What is the UNJD?
Yeah, man.
I watched the video. It is. So you had actually won a Grammy. And that was for your first single? Am I correct?
Yeah, that was for Tail Feather. Tail Feather was actually the first single on my album. We put it on the Bad Boys 2 soundtrack. Which made it crazy too. So shout out to Diddy for that power move. And Atlanta as a Grammy, I said, "That my Grammy is Creole."
That's amazing. That's an amazing feeling to come from, you know, being homecoming king, just suave and smooth, and then on stage winning the Grammy with Diddy. I mean, that's crazy to me. That's super dope. I can't imagine what that feels like. That's amazing. And then your album went platinum.
That was a wild wave to be able to. And it's kind of hard coming behind because of how big Nelly was, and then how big the group became. It wasn't supposed to be no more solo artists out there able to sell like that. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the impossible. So I was glad to be able to break that barrier. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was a shocker. I mean, it definitely was. Yeah. And it was well-deserved, though. So salute. I mean, you did your thing, and you're still doing it now. No problem. And I want to get into kind of what you're working on right now. Before we get into the project, a lot of people think that because you're not on 106 in Park or you're not constantly in their face on BET that you're not doing anything. You've actually been doing a lot. I read up and I saw that you're doing stuff with the health department out there in St. Louis with a vegan show. You got the Peace Foundation. You got a clothing company. You're actually a partnership of Dirty Entertainment. A lot of people think you're signed to that, but you know, you're part owner. So tell me a little bit about these things that you have going on, that you've been working on, other than the music.
Wow, that's crazy. You've been doing your own. You've been cool.
I got to do it. I got to take you, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's how you do it. So tell me about how the vegan show came about.
People don't know that I've been a vegan for, 14 years now? That's one of the things that's, really killing my black people, and people don't understand it, so we try to do things when we can, and we hooked up with the health department and did the cooking show called Good For You, and right now we're shooting the third and the fourth episode of it, and it's a show to just represent. We just want people to know that trying to be you know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to, you know how when you get straight A's, they'll be like, oh, you're a nerd. You know what I'm saying? We want to show people that everybody, you know, this ain't nothing different from what you're doing right now. You know, I ain't tell you to throw away your whole plate. We're just saying, just watch what you eat. You know what I'm saying? No matter what you eat, even if you eat meat, watch what kind of meat you eat and watch when you eat it and how you eat it. You know what I mean? Know what it's doing to you and all that. Have knowledge of it. That's all. You don't have to stop. We're not even asking you to do that. I can't force you to do that. But how I eat, I'm going to tell you how I do it and how I feel and what it makes me do. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
That's what the show is basically preaching. We're trying to show you that you don't have to erase it. You can just replace it.
Okay, I can dig that. JD is a vegan. He talks about it a lot.
Yeah. JD, right along with us, like, he straight, like, that's when he first was making that move. That's who he came. We were one of the first people he was talking to, so that was dope.
Okay, JD converted you, or you converted? Who did?
Nah,
who made
we
who?
Converted. Nah, we ain't converted nobody. See, when you say converted, it almost sounds like a little cold or something. Like, nah, but JD know that we was, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it a lot when he first was making them changes, because when you first do it,
right,
it's kind of hard, you know? So
we definitely
led him through a lot of spots that he can go to. You know, there's a few websites that you can read on and all that.
Right, right. Yeah, they have a couple of groups on Global 14 about that, and they got a lot of support, and they post what they cooked that night and where they went to kind of give people, you know, different alternatives. So that's what's up. I'm proud to hear that you're doing that and hooked up with the city and everything. So what about the foundation?
The what?
The foundation that you have.
We're in formation of that. We're trying to get the team together to make that crazy. But it stands for Please Educate All Children Every Day. And it deals with a lot of, like, tutoring and getting education correct back into the system. You know what I'm saying? And getting
right.
People literate and all that. So, and also, still have For Sure For Kids. You know, that's Lunatics and Nelly and everybody else. So, we're just trying to put stuff together so it can be real, real positive around the whole world. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the stuff we do is usually just for the city. So we're
going
to make sure that we do it for the city and for everywhere else too in the world. So.
Right, right. Well, that's what's up. Again, I mean, I appreciate you guys giving back and working with your community and wanting to reach out to everybody. And, you know, you set an example. A lot of people that look up to you. You have a lot of fans. You have a lot of people that wanted to be a rapper because of you guys, whether you guys know it or not. I mean, a lot of people really look up to you. When I told everybody, like, Murphy Lee's coming on the show, it was crazy. I had a lot of text messages. I had a lot of him. I was like, yo, call into the show. Like, you know.
Like,
so you have
cool been?
How would you say?
Like, what that fool been? Tell them
yeah, they did. Well, look, no, they was really excited about it, and I was like, that's what's up, and that's really good for you to not, like, have, like, a single on 106, and then, you know what I mean? And then people still be, like, excited. I mean, seriously, I'm for real, like, you have a
thing is that I've been working more than I ever worked, like, actually, since you haven't, when you saw me, I was doing less work than I had to do, you know what I mean? Like, like, I've been doing so much. Since then, it's, like, crazy. Like, but we do, like, we got our own wine. It's called Freaky Moscato. It's one of the first beverages from the Freaky brand. And that's been doing well. You can go to drinkfreaky.com and order it to your doorstep, you know. And that's been crazy, though. It's a wine. It's a white wine, a sparkling Moscato. It's 11.5 alcohol, but it gets you there. It's sweet enough for the ladies and still strong enough for the dudes. The bottle tight, too, so, you know, all them flossy cats can still hold it. They can replace their Moet bottles. Put that boy in.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the ladies love it, you know what I'm saying? I love it. Like, and it's just right, you know what I'm saying? So for the holidays and for actually just for your weekends, man, because a lot of people like to sip wine and sit back, so they be looking for different wines. So I want people to try that Freaky.
Y'all heard that? You need to get on that Freaky Moscato. Check it out. Make sure you check it out. We're going to post a link. I'm going to have somebody. We're going to do a couple taste tests. If you're lucky, I ain't got you live right now. We would have did some taste tests in the studio live with it and let the people know. But so your clothing company, you're working on that. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We're doing more so on the branding side, like more of the merchandise side of that. So we really, it's really more merchandise. Like, we got the Freaky merchandise. We also got the You See Me merchandise. So You See Me is the label that me and my brother started, Kiwan. And
Well, right now, we just got them. I look at it more merchandise than more clothing line because people, you know, I ain't got the jeans and all that. You know what I mean? We just got fly shirts, fly jackets, stuff like that. but more is going to be coming, you know what I'm saying, towards the end of the year. We're getting it together. We're all in motion. You know, black folks, we gotta do stuff one at a time. I gotta watch how I dress and stuff around here. I got a lot going on in life.
You do.
Plus, I'm
you
trying
do.
To take over on this, on the rap set. You know, I'm on a takeover mission right now. Like, I'm trying to, like, go ahead and just clear the path of the Murphy Lee lane. I ain't trying to be in nobody else's lane. So, I've been focusing hard on this music. So, I've dropped a lot of CDs this year. I didn't drop 3 mixtapes since the beginning of the year. So, like, I've been on this mission. And you can go to MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com and catch up because I've been dropping mixtapes for, like, since, what, 03, 02? Like, I release, like, 3 a year, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a lot of people don't get the chance to get it because I ain't that great on the online as far as getting it to everywhere. So, be like, where you been? But I'll be like, I got to have a music for you. I can fill up your iPod right now.
Right, and like I that. I had an opportunity to actually fill mine up today and just this past couple of weeks. I've been catching up, and I do. Don't think that I forgot about you because, you know, I didn't. But I wanted to stay above what you had coming out recently, and I checked out the ladies edition. You dropped that yesterday, right?
Man,
I'm feeling it. I already played one of the joints. I played Spot with this drink already. I'm feeling that mixtape. Ladies, you got to check it out.
man, one of my business partners, too, like, she's a big fan of what we got going on. She loves music. And when you see her, you wouldn't even think she listens to the type of music she listens to. And that's one of her songs. She said it. She called, like, when our record reps will be getting our records played and stuff like that. And she told him, why isn't this on the radio?
We
need this song play. You know, she called Brandon, like, yo, what, we need this second play. What is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Then as soon as I got on the phone with y'all, that song you was playing, I was like, that's crazy. We need to go figure that one out right there. That's a jam, man.
Man, that's jam, and I need y'all to push that strong beat for us. I mean, we feeling that hard. Everybody knows on the show, I don't even drink, but I'm always liking the song with drinks and weed and all that, so... but that song right there, that's my joint, like, for real. And I got a couple of them here that I want to play, and you got some people that want to make comments to you as well. But before we get into that, tell them about the other mixtape that you dropped this year.
We dropped, my people from DJ Infamous, he's from VA, you know what I'm saying, he be rapping in Kentucky too, you know, but he dropped the Return of the St. Lunatic Part 2, you know, actually last year we dropped one, the first one. But he did the second one. You can go to MidwestMixtapes.com or that field and get that. Or you can go to my website, too, MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com, U-C-M-E, MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com and get that, too. So but he, that thing crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It got like 12, 14 songs on that thing, man. Just fresh music. And ain't nothing jacked. All them fresh songs from me, full songs, full length, all that. Like, so I just been working like crazy, man, on the super-duper Murphy Lee mission. Trying to get to it.
Yeah, you've been, I mean, like I said, everybody listening, you've been working. He's been putting in his work. Y'all need to stop just thinking. And you actually said on one of your songs that 106 would probably mean that you make it. And you're right. And we're not down in 106 grind of the BET network, but we just saying, you know, you guys got to keep in mind that that's just, you know, that don't mean, that really don't mean nothing. You know,
yeah,
at the end of the day.
Perfect. You gotta be fresh, like you know, once you get on there, you think you're famous, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
exactly.
You gotta know, you gotta build your fan base, build something that have me and you talking about it right now to this day, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I ain't dropped the album since Yonder, but me and you talking about, like, as if I drop Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what people have to build and what these new artists have to do, you know what I'm saying? Build your foundation like crazy, and don't think just because you got on TV once or the radio spent your song once that you gotta push like crazy, and when you get past that limit, you even gotta push even harder.
Exactly. I mean, and it's, you do, and they need to realize it is a business. On top of that, I think a lot of them just see, I don't know what it is, it's a new fad right now, with the whole wanting to be a rapper. And not to knock anybody's dreams, but like you said, they have to work hard. They got to build their brand. It's a lot of marketing involved. You just said yourself, you even have to keep up with the social networking, you know, the social networks. So it's a lot of work. And for you to have this history and to still be young and then to have so much more coming up and then beasting with this music, I mean, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see what you got coming out. Very
excited.
Excited,
we got a little bit of everything, Mo. And we also, Lunatics, we just got our own air freshener, too. You know
what
I'm saying? We some hippies, so. It's for all my hippies and all my people, you know, who burn food and, you know what I mean, my people who pass gas too much, you know what I mean? It's called AirPlay, you know what I'm saying? It's called AirPlay, and you go to airplayfresh.com, and, you know, I say air, so y'all know air is A-I-R. You know what I'm saying? So make sure, if I say air, don't be E-R-R play. You know what I mean? But it's airplayfresh.com, and you can order that to your doorstep too. And like we working on, like, you know what I mean, all those zones and the places where they sell freshener, you know, the car washes and the BPs and stuff like that. We up in that thing. We up in the Nappas and stuff like that. But also, yeah, this thing too, biggest thing about AirPlay too, I want to tell everybody out there, if you're listening, yo, we got a job for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a job opportunity, because everybody can be a boss in this. You can be your own salesman. You can also take it to the stores and do it that way, or you can sell it yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's an opportunity for people, too, and that was the biggest reason why we took on this. Like, it wasn't just about, you know what I'm saying, constantly having something new. Like, I got my own airplane. I got my own air freshener. You know what I'm saying? The biggest part of this, that to us was the fact that we was able to give anybody a job. You know, so anybody can do it. And when I tell you this right here, it can double your money if you're good, or it can triple your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can become an entrepreneur and you can sell this stuff anywhere you at. I don't care where you at. If you're from Germany listening, I don't care where you at with this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get it to you. You know what I'm saying? But this is an opportunity where you got people under you selling, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's a legal thing, and everybody become a boss. And just go to airplayfresh.com, and it'll tell you how to everything on how to do it on that note.
Man, I'm just super impressed. I came with my little notes and everything, thinking I had the whole resume down, and I don't even have it all. I mean, that's just...
You had it down, though. You had it cracking. I was like, yeah, she get it. She understands. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, like, try to blame Nelly for my situation and all that. Be like, I'm not signed to Dirty Entertainment. That was Universal, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that was a big machine that fell upon. So, you know what I mean? I just got caught up in the system. I got caught up in a time where they was changing bosses, new presidents, new workers. They fired everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I got caught up in this today. So I had to free myself so I can make a crazy opportunity for me and the people that come up under me.
Right, and you're making opportunities and ways for more people, as you just stated. You know, with the air freshener movement, and then just a lot that you guys have going on, giving back to the community, the health department, the vegan lifestyle. I mean, that's a lot, and I like the fact that you're educating people, and you're not trying to be like, well, I did it first, or I did it first. You know what I mean? Like, I like that you're just doing it, and you just show and prove. You don't need to talk, you know what I mean? Everybody just show and prove. Like Murphy Lee, St. Lunatic, they showing and proving. They dropping a lot of new things. Excited for all of them. Now I want to ask you real quick, what is your outlook right now on the business, as far as what you're getting ready to push all these projects and trying to take over? How are you planning? I don't want to know your game plan, because that's not cool. You don't tell nobody your business plan, right? You don't tell nobody the business plan. But what are you planning to do? I mean, you know, you even said it, Jackers and haters make you a target. You know what I'm saying? On the Can You Hear Me joint, which I really like, because you were speaking that real. But what is your outlook right now as far as how do you plan to attack this thing? You know what I mean? You're already doing good, but, you know, what are you planning on doing?
You mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 26.
See? So when we were 16, we had my hair all. You know what I'm saying? And it was all about, like, I wish I could have them. You know what I'm saying? Like, not even saying that you want me, but just as any lunatic. You know what I mean? Just when things was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So now it's 10 years later. You're 26. And now you can. So who are you? You are my fan. You know, right now to this day.
You feel what I'm saying? So I need all of you. That's what I'm on. I don't mess around. I'm trying to gain new fans and stuff like that. But I'm out here locating my core fans, which is people like you. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, and everybody who texts you and asks about me, and everybody who's on your thing, like Mike's gonna be on that. All of them. You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm locating first. Everybody else will come afterwards. You know what I'm saying? So it's about your core foundation. And that's what I'm on, like, first. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I owe y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way in hell that I shouldn't have dropped a second album. You know what I'm saying? So that's my destination. That's my occupation. That's my mission. That's what I'm on right now, is to feed y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely accept that. Appreciate it. Definitely, like I said, fanatic. Not just fan. I had the posters. I had everything ripped out in the notebook before. But I'm good. No, but I'm good now. I'm not no groupie or anything. Yeah. But you know,
I'm so. We don't want to use the groupie, right? You should be allowed to be a fan. You can be able to wild out when you see me without your fans saying, "Go play like that." You know what I mean? Like, it's not right. Like, if you're a rock group, and then that lady did that, nobody cares. You're like, "She's mad, man." That's what that feels like. But, you know, in that time, we're like, we got pride problems. So, that's what we want to kill. You know what I'm saying? So, it can get back to the fans and get back to real music. You know what I mean?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm glad that you have your head on straight, even though you're a lady. Ladies to Man, and you dropped Ladies Edition yesterday, and I want to bring on Terry. Now, you know you smooth, and you talk about it anyway in your songs, but I'm going to bring on Terry. She has a comment for you from Global 14, and I'm going to bring her live in a second here. Terry, you're live on Global 14 Radio.
What's going on? Hey, everybody. Hey, Mr.
Mercury. Hey, what up? How you doing?
What's up, I'm good. Chi-Town born, baby, right next to St. Louis, right? Well, I heard so much about you. I love your country grammar. I love all about, you know, your rapping and everything you have done for St. Louis beyond your means. But I never get a chance to catch the show. So maybe one day you guys come up here or something like that, I get a chance to catch the show. I love rap music like I like changing my phone. So, you know, I just have to get in where I fit in. So, but anyway, question for you: are you guys coming to Chi-Town anytime soon, or you coming to Chi-Town anytime soon?
You said Chi-Town?
Chicago.
Chicago? Yeah. We've been in Chicago. I just left there, but we are coming back. You know what I'm saying? Chicago is always on the list. You know what I'm saying? We got our wine there too, freaking Moscato. So, we definitely coming back for that. As far as parties and stuff like that, but we're going on tour probably like April, May. So be looking out for us. It's going to be crazy too.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Well, maybe I get a chance to follow you on a couple of your pages, and I probably get a follow back. You know, never know.
Definitely.
Oh, okay. That drink you was just talking about. What's the name of the drink again?
Let's start with this drink. Start with a drink.
You say what now? Yes.
Start with this drink. Yeah.
I say, what's the name of your drink?
Ah, Freaky Moscato. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It's called Freaky. It's Freaky Moscato.
Oh, you know, I got to try that. You know, I ain't been freaky in 12 years, so I need to try something to get me stimulated.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you need that. You need that in your life. That gets you right there too. It do everything you thinking about.
All right. So it's nice talking to you and everybody on there, Onyx and everybody. Thank you for having me. Check out Global 14. I do sex poetry. You can check me out.
Okay.
I do sex poetry. You know, you might like something to read.
All right. Let's talk.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Terry, for calling in and showing your support and talking to Mr. Murphy Lee. Man, Murphy, okay.
Hey.
How you doing it? Got
a lot of. I almost had something going on. Hey, yeah, but in Chicago, y'all tell them, everybody, they can go to Kenwood Liquor and get that Freaky Moscato, too. That's the liquor store that's popping with it. They popping. So it's called Kenwood Liquor.
I'm loving this, everything to your doorstep, everything at the store down the street. I'm loving the movement right now. I ain't got to order from no, I mean, I just love everything accessible. And that's the number one problem with a lot of products. They not, you know, the marketing, you got to be accessible to the people. So that's what's up. You know, y'all got this. Dirty Entertainment in the building.
Why get drunk when you can get freaky?
Right. I like the model. And I want to ask you this, too. We have some people that's just listening on the line. I'm going to check in with my co-host and make sure I don't miss anybody that wanted to call in. I had a couple people. I don't know if they fell off or what. But I'm going to call in and check with them in a second here. But also, I wanted to ask you, now, you left the when did you leave your deal with Universal Records?
Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Okay, so yeah, you just got free, so that's when you were able to push, that's what allowed you to push strong with your projects coming out right now, like before you were hindered from doing anything? Was that the case?
Yeah, I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do what I needed to do, you know what I'm saying? But 2009, I got free, and then 3 months later, I dropped a DVD with a free CD in it called You See Me. That's going to be available online, too. You can get that on MercuryYouSeeMe.com, too. But the DVD just explained everything that was going on, what I've been doing, you know what I mean? So
right.
My whole thing these 2 years, I've just been studying the game and been getting my business together, making it crazy so I can just push like no other in 2012.
Right. Definitely. Well, you starting, you had a great start, got all the layers going crazy. Like I said, please push that ladies edition strong, the whole squad, because I'm just, damn it, I'm going to push it. And if you got to log in to Global 14.
I was one of the first ones, me and Jay, when JD first put it on, he's like, I'm up, let's go. And I logged on, he showed me how to do it and everything. He was hitting me up, and then I ain't been on for real since, for real. I check in every once in a while, I ain't really got on like I needed to be getting on.
I know. I mean, I'm going to make it an effort. Like I told you today, I sent you a
you have an app? You got an app for it?
Yeah, we do. We got an app for it.
I need to put the app on my iPad.
Yeah, you got to get the app.
It's always we black. It's we.
I love this. Yeah, I love the movement. I love it. You know, I'm about my business, too, singer, songwriter, just trying to get it in, got to wear many hats like yourself. So, anything else that you, I want to say, what is the most, one thing I wanted to say real quick before I let you go, and again, thank you for your time. You talked about, you know, the reason that people don't buy the albums, they don't support really, is because people aren't getting album material. Basically, they're not getting their money's worth, and I think it's important, and I agree with you, you should have a viable product to push out there. If you're going to push something, then, you know, go in, go hard or go home, they say. So what kind of advice can you give people entering the industry, entering this business? I mean, you know, just what can you say to these people coming in right now?
I kind of don't even think it's the fact of the material that's on the album. I think it's the fact that people buy into people. You know what I'm saying? They're not buying. You are the product. When you get into this game, my name is Mercury Lee. Mercury Lee is the product. You know what I'm saying? So people buy into Mercury Lee. Like, once you start buying into my song, then that means I can get that song for free. You know what I'm saying? So why buy the song? Like, why I got to do that? Like, what I'm going to do that for when I can get your whole album for free, for real, if I want to? Don't think I can't. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what makes me want to get your album? Why would I get your album? It's because I'm buying into you as a whole. You know what I'm saying? I mess with you, so I'm buying your product. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't tight? Okay, make the next one tight, man. Come on now, because I'm a fan. You feel me? Like, I'm going to buy the next one, too. You know what I mean? So that's what it's about. Like, so people, when you come into this game, you got to build your foundation. Like, it's about building your foundation. Your foundation starts with your fans and your areas that you need to take over. You know what I'm saying? So, like, until you got that,
you kind of just floating, you know what I'm saying, and guessing, you know what I'm saying? But you, when you build a foundation, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know the numbers because I built the foundation. I know how the plan goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's about, like, so you can have something to fall back on. That's why people are touring for till they 60, 50, 70 years old, because they have a foundation. You know what I'm
right.
saying? They built the fan base that's going to be there forever. Those people coming out, they grow with you. You know what I'm saying? Even more ad, because their kids, you played it so much that your kids are listening to it. So they
right.
grow up, and they don't mind going to the concert with moms, because
right.
they've always been bumping it in the house. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the main thing. And that's just me, you know what I mean? I can't say it fits for everybody, but definitely try to find your fan base first, man. That's what it's about.
It is.
Because
you're
a product.
Okay.
You got to find who you need to sell to. You know what I'm saying? You can't
mm-hmm.
sell to everybody. Everybody don't want a flat screen TV. Some people like plasma. Some people like the 3D Jones. Some people like
right.
the HD. Some people like the Blu-ray. Some people like, you know what I'm saying? Some people like
right.
the old one with the one on the back.
Right. You're right. You got to find your market and go hard with it. Go strong. Now, just real quick, is there anybody right now, aside from the outside of St. Lunatics, that you want to work with on your mixtape joints coming up, or that you have worked with this year so far? Anybody out new that you feel in kind of a little bit that you may want to work with? You still there? Hope he didn't move Murphy Lee. All right, I'm going to get co-host. Tyrone, can you check in and see if Murphy's still on the line? If you don't mind, homie. Because I'm getting a bad reception.
Yeah, he's still on the line. I guess he might be having some signal issues, probably.
Okay.
But it's still on.
Okay. Well, what we do then, because I think we lost him, and I want to properly tell him goodbye and let him give his networks out and all of his information so you can contact him and buy everything that he has coming out. You need to support. You need to check it out because you're tuning in, so therefore you do support him. And I'm just going to play a joint real quick from Murphy Lee anyway. Actually, it's Nelly's on this as well. It's called Polo. So I'm going to drop this track right now. We're going to check in and see if Murphy's still on the line. Hopefully he is. And then we'll get all his information, top it up with him, and properly wish him off for the evening. Here we go, Polo.
I my style. She love my swag. Look at her smile, she must let them pull a rag.
She like my
social networks out, and make sure you sign up to our social network, global14.com. It's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. It's dope. It's got the fashion on there, the blogs, the groups, the whole works is on there. Make sure you join, get your account to date. Follow the Twitters at G14 Radio and at Global14 so you can stay posted and keep up with us and who we got coming on the show. I'm going to drop another track from Murphy till
wait, we get him on the line. Wait a minute. He's back.
Okay, well, okay. Hey, I'm so happy that you called back in. We missed you. We something happened.
Yeah, hey, man. It's been so long.
Hey, I told you I was a fan. But, no, I just wanted to probably tell you thank you, and I respect you on so many different levels, and I've learned a lot about you, and I think it's awesome that you're doing all these things with the community again, like I said, and with the health department. That's a good look, and just keep doing your thing. Going to be checking you out and seeing what you got going on. And I wanted to let my co-host say something to you because I know they have some things they want to say real quick for you right out for the evening.
Okay, for sure. I want to thank you.
Thank you. Fellas?
Yo, Murph, just wanted to let you know, was listening to the interview. See, you got a lot of things going on, man. It's always love to, you know, when you don't see people in the spotlight, that don't mean that they're not doing anything. And it seems like you got a lot on your plate. I'm going to definitely be checking for the Freaky Moscato. Definitely checking Air Freshness Foundations. It's a lot of stuff you got going on, the whole vegan thing with the health department. That's an awesome thing to do, especially in a community where, you know, we definitely need to show our people to be more health conscious and to take after their health. So I commend you for that, brother. And I'm going to be looking for your projects coming up, man. And, you know, everybody here on the cut going to help you out as much as we can, get the word out that you're still making moves and doing your thing. If you're going to be out here in Orlando All-Star Weekend, I'm going to check for you, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, y'all brothers hit Orlando one time and do something out here soon.
Oh, definitely, man, definitely. I should be down there, so we're going to check. If I'm down, I'm going to hit you up. Definitely.
All right, definitely. Hey, I appreciate
you, big bro.
I got a question, man, before you ride out here. Dealing with Universal, you know, a major label, can you explain to the up-and-coming artists, you know, the aspiring artists, the situation with dealing with a major and how, you know, a lot of times, you know, I don't know if you guys had creative control with everything you did, but kind of explain to the people the situation with being a major and how sometimes you may actually clash with them when it comes to ideas.
Yeah, because it's in the end of the day, it's an investment group. You know what I'm saying? Like, they put a certain amount of money up, so they workers have to make sure that you do your thing so they can bring the money back. You feel what I'm saying? Like, somebody got to pay a bill. So that's why it always looked like they say, F this artist, I'm on to the next artist, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking for the next hottest thing because they got to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? They are an investment group, and they invest in these artists, and they need the money back. You feel what I'm saying? It may be one artist that pays for 10, 12 artists. You know what I'm saying? So people got to think about that when they want a deal so bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to realize that you are signing to, that these people are putting money up, so they have expectations. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
Us personally, we had all creative control of ours. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody told us that's our music. You know what I'm saying? And they was just gambling. Hopefully it worked, you know. But the thing is, you have to work so hard to get to the point where one of those labels recognize you. You feel what I'm saying? Once they do it and they get you, you have to utilize that train. You got to realize that you can't stop doing what you was doing that got you to the deal. You feel what I'm saying? Go even harder because now you have a train behind you. So now you can do that more. That grinding that you were doing, like you was working so hard to get to this point,
right,
do that times 12. You know what I'm saying? Because
right,
now you have a train behind you that gets it to more people. The light gets it. It's just a bigger train. That's the difference between independence and one of those big labels. Because if something is correct, it could be put on a bigger scale. It could be put in more places, more in front of more faces, in more ears. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you want, there's nothing wrong with big labels. Your deal is okay, and you're doing the things that you was doing before you got the deal. You feel me? You can utilize all that. So you see all the successful artists you're seeing, they do a lot on their own to cover for what a label, you think a label is supposed to do, but they're not. They don't do. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure you cover that in. People like Rick Ross and stuff like that, they cover that in. They shoot it on videos. He makes sure he put out the mixtapes and get it still cracking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't wait on album to album. You know what I mean? You gotta keep putting stuff out there.
Appreciate that info, man.
No doubt, bro.
All right, Onyx?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm back on. I was screening the caller. I was screening somebody that called in to see if they had a question or comment for Murphy before he left. Yeah, that's true. They can't be calling, moaning, and all of that, doing a lot on the station. We getting a lot of calls, and I just didn't want to miss them, you know, if they had a question or anything for you. But, again, thank you so much for your time and the knowledge that you dropped on the show. Everybody, make sure, Murphy Lee, give them your network so they can follow you and purchase all of your products. And, well, you are the product, as you said.
Hey, I be on Twitter so much, man. I'm so random and so crazy all the time on Twitter that you hit me at Murphy Lee and basically find out everything about me for real. Because I go in, you can look at my bio and see everything I got going on. And then you also can just keep watching because I'm always tweeting music out, my videos. You know what I mean? Like I'm real mobile with my Twitter. So that'll get you to the website. That'll get you everywhere. Just hit me at Murphy Lee. I finally got to use my own name on one of the sites, so I'm happy. Just at Murphy Lee. My name.
Right,
my granddad gave me that name.
Aw, that's what's up, man. Again, thank you so much. You have a great personality, Murphy. It was a lot of fun. And again, push that start with the drink. Start with this drink. We want to hear it. We need a video, all of that. Be excited.
Yeah. There it is. I'm gonna get to it then.
Alrighty, I'm a fan. I'm telling you what I want personally from the fan perspective.
So. All right, for sure. Make sure you stay calm, man. Hit me up.
I will. Appreciate you so much. Thank you.
All right, love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, man. One time for your mind, man. Global 14, man.
Peace, Murph. Be safe on that road, brother.
Oh, definitely. We ATL bound, man. If y'all don't hear from me no more, I tell them I was on my way to ATL.
Hey. I'm finna be tweeting, see? Now I got to tweet and make sure you made it and all that. Appreciate you.
I'm going to hit y'all when I make it.
All righty.
All right.
Okay, guys, you know, I had to end it with the already, you know, I'm from Texas. Yo, Murphy Lee just called in. That was dope. He's real cool, you guys. I like him, you know. I'm not on the fanatic groupie tip, but, you know, I like Murphy Lee. I'm very excited. Glad he called in. Glad we had a chance to chop it up with him. What do you guys think?
Oh, definitely glad we got to chop it up with Murphy Lee. Like I said, that whole Saint Lunatics movement, man, that was a strong movement, big strong, you know, period coming out of St. Louis, you know, with Nelly carrying that torch, and Murphy Lee was one of the ones in the forefront, you know, especially being the youngest dude there, had crazy bars, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely good to see that those brothers keep themselves active, keep themselves going, music, community, alcohol endorsements, different things of that nature, man, because like you said, once you build a fan base, you know, they're going to ride with you. So much continued success to that brother. It was real dope for him to call in.
It was.
I'm up here in the Midwest, so, you know, I've actually seen him quite a few times. You know, he does a lot of stuff in my city of Indianapolis, and he actually gave me a the mixtape with the DVD, I believe it was a year or two ago, you know, so I've been seeing him around, you know, I'm glad he's still pushing.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting his grind on, air fresheners, you know, merchandise, as he calls it, you know, with the clothing and everything. I mean, the DVDs, the mixtapes, and like I said, I had to double check with him, when did you actually get released from Universal? That's a long contract, you guys. And immediately he just went straight to work, and I love that about him. I love his work ethic. So, you guys, real quick, again, it's Paul Wall Wednesdays, and you know we have to drop the Paul Wall joint every Wednesday because that's just how we do it. Texas stands up. I'm not going to say the word because you guys are going to tease me. But this is the Paul Wall joint, and it's called it's actually featuring Zilla Man, Smoke, and Deontay. And it's called How We Chill. So I'm going to drop this real quick, and then we're going to come back with the JD Game of the Weekend News featuring Deontay.
214.
Yes. So we're gonna drop that, and like I said, come back for our listeners with the JD Game of the Week. We actually have a pick of the day from the Pump It or Dump It group that I'm going to play, and we're going to get into our news. Thank you guys for listening in. Make sure, again, that you're following us at Global 14. At G14 Radio, and as you sign up to global14.com. Paul Wall, Paul Wall Wednesdays.
Yeah. I got the diamond in the bag, some roof top. Always hit the scene with the gasoline, and we rolling. Yeah, baby, we rollin'. I wanna roll with you.
I'm rollin' up your motherfuckin' best style. Don't come askin' for no favors, cause I'm fresh shy. I'm on my 10th chain and my 5th watch. It shouldn't come as a shock, I never had a lot. Man, this shit's so overdue, so I overdo it. Luxury sweet as a spice, sippin' that screw music. We been double cuppin', baby, we Texas boys.
Know about the Texas boys.
I got 28 grams on my dresser, yes sir. It's time to get blamed. I'm Iron Man with an iron lung, you know the tongue. You talking yappa yappa, that come with drums. behave, the SS on switchblade. Get paid and don't associate with bitch made. Yellow is rich in the city, now document that. And I'm about to roll another free, my homie.
I got a diamond in the back, some rooftop. Always hit the scene with the gasoline, and we rolling. Yeah, baby, we rollin'. I wanna roll with you. I got a pocket full of cash, cushion the car. When I hit the scene, I got a bitch with me, and we smokin'.
Rollin', baby.
Yeah, baby, we smokin'. I wanna smoke with you.
I roll up, I roll up, I fold up a cold cup.
Hold up.
I'm about to smoke till I'm stuck. I keep some chrome on my truck, so yeah, the chrome stay tough. In case a hater run up, that 40 cal gon' buck. I keep my mind on the buck and never stop for a slut. I feel the urge to go and get it, bro. It come from my gut, so I be holding my nuts. I'm out here dogging these pups. Been standing in line a long time, homie, please no cut. I got no time to make up, so I'ma get it till my heart stops. I'm motivated by candy drops and hard tops. Two styrofoams, I'm leaning like a gas gauge. I deserve it, I work hard, my grind pays. I got my mind in a daze from lighting up this haze. Through the kush cloud, I'm shining like sun rays. I'm stacking up my chips and I ain't talking about some lace. Diamond in the back and your bra sitting sideways.
I got the diamond in the back, some rooftop. Always hit the scene with the gasoline and we rolling. Yeah, baby, we rollin'. I wanna roll with you. I got a pocket full of cash, cushion the car. When I hit the scene, I got a bitch with me, and we smokin'. Yeah, baby, we smoke.
Why?
I wanna smoke with you.
I got gas in my doobie. Different spot, they call me Freckles. This OG is special. Round my way, they call it Jeff. You tryna get busy, I could connect you. It's best you come with a couple dollars. Tryna holla at your boy. It's that platinum cookie, that Chips Ahoy. In the drought, I hold a belt. Past Detroit, heavyweight, you petty cake. I'm 25-8, don't take any breaks. I'm out here, all we do, hustle and light the sour. What's in my cup?
Got me leaning.
And I'm the Eiffel Tower. Etouffee from Papa Do's. Move my bowels. Shit on the competition, throwing the towel. I paint the picture like Belchers. If everybody's the connector, where the fuck the help is? If you ain't moved 20, then nigga, you ain't dealt shit. You just a measly middleman for everybody else shit.
I got the diamond in the back, some rooftop. Always hit the scene with the gasoline and we rolling. Yeah, baby, we rolling. I wanna roll with you. I got a pocket full of cash, cushion the car. When I hit the scene, I got a bitch with me, and we smoking. Yeah, baby, we smoking. I wanna smoke with you.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I said, all right, you guys. Paul Wall, keeping it smooth, how we chill. That sound like some chill joint. Let's get into the JD game of the week. Again, this is the last week that we're going to play this particular game for you to win these 50 promo CDs. Tyrone, what's the question you got for the people?
All right, JD game of the week. Name the song and the artist of the single that was on the So-So Def Bass All-Stars Volume 1. This is actually one of my favorite songs, and name the title of it and the name of the group.
All right. Y'all know what y'all got to do. 760-913-4119. Give us a call. If you know the answer, you better call in so you can win these 50 press-up promo CDs. Again, you may get a photo shoot depending on where you are in the world right now. Again, call in. What's the question, Tyrone?
name the title and the song of the single from the So-So Def Bass All-Stars Volume 1. It was a compilation CD on behalf of So-So Def. I'll give you a hint. In the particular video, everybody in the video, like quite a few people in the video, were singing the song. But you don't really know who the actual artists were that was in, you know, that did the song.
Yeah, I remember that joint.
Okay. I was about to ask, do any of you know? You know, that's one of my favorite joints right there.
Okay, hey, you better call in. That's Tyrone's favorite, so you better call in, get it right. He gonna know if you got it right or not. 760-913-4119. Again, it's the last week for this JD game of the week. Unless we don't have a winner, then we'll go ahead and do one more week. But I need y'all to call in and win this, please. Take these free 50 press-up promo CDs so you can get your grind on like we all do here on The Cut and like Murphy Lee do and like Paul Wall do. So, again, I'm not trying to tell you to get like us, but get to grinding, get to work, win these CDs. So, also, speaking of grinding and getting to work, we talked about the Pump It and Dump It group on Global14.com. Also, this is the last, we're getting ready to wrap up this mixtape. We had a mixtape volume 1. Coming out on Global14.com. Jermaine Dupri is going to select a DJ to host each mixtape. So we're getting ready to drop the first mixtape. When I say we, I mean Global 14. I mean a Pump It and Dump It group, admins, Ben Ash, myself, and the moderators. I'm dropping this mixtape for you. It's composed of all the unsigned artists that have put their music in there. Their songs got picked to play on the radio, and then they went on the polls on the main site for Global 14 for their fans and Global 14 members to vote for their song to make this mixtape. I have one person I need to drop real quick. His name is AP, and this song is called Gotta Call. He is possibly going to make this mixtape, so check him out. Let me know what you think, and it's not too late to make Volume 2. We're going to keep bringing it. Again, you got to be a member of Global14.com, Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So get signed up and join Pump It or Dump It. I'm going to drop this track. We're going to come back with the news. You have a comment. You got the question. You got the answer to Tyrone's JD Game of the Week question. Call in 760-913-4119.
I got a call the other day, my dog lost his child. It was a still bird death, man, that shit that foul. It really fucked me up, cause that's my ace boon coon. And he was still holding the baby when I walked in the room. I could tell he was hurt from the pain in his eyes and the tone of his voice, my nigga wanted to cry. But being a man, he held it in cause of pride. It gave a nigga a doubt, then he cracked a little smile. We went downstairs so we could ease his mind. My nigga smoked him a poke, and I lit me a mile. He asked himself why he had to lose a child. I told him stay strong, he in a better place now. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. My cousin hit me up with some fucked up news. She said Teddy got killed by some cutthroat dudes. They stabbed him 3 times and is back in jail. And all the guards saying they ain't even hit him yell. I got silent, a nigga mind just went blank. Thinking a nigga daddy just got shanked. I couldn't even cry cause we weren't too close. The fucked up thing is I'm the missing the most. I got 2 brothers and 3 more little sisters. And I don't even know him like that, that's fucked up. But I'ma miss him even though he wasn't here. And that's the main phone call I didn't want to hear. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on.
Got a call the other day, man, shit fucked up. Niggas in the hood seen how the worst of luck. Another homie dead, put his face on the TV. Got it from the muscle, niggas sent T's and weed. Now shit ain't the same, cause hood family be. And one of my people done bear two and see. Motherfuckers just see green, they don't see the struggle. Ain't never gon' have shit, don't know what it mean to hustle. Now niggas killing kids and that's some fucked up shit. Mama gotta get a call cause of a puss ass nigga. Just cause you pull the trigger don't mean you a killer. Open your eyes when you shoot if you feel you a real nigga. What happened to throwing hands, nigga, ride or die? First option, now nigga gonna get that spot. Hear my call to the street, keep your fire, stay out of beef. Maintain and keep a G so them bitches won't call me.
I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on. I know it hurt, dog, but you gotta stay strong. So much pain in this world make it hard to move on.
I gotta call the other day.
got a call the other day. Pick of the day from Pump It or Dump It group. Again, that was AP, got a call back. He's actually going to go on the polls so he can have an opportunity to make that mixtape. Sorry about that. He can have an opportunity to make a mixtape, Volume 1. Again, we have Volume 2 and so on and so forth going on if everything works out all right. We're going to get into the news before we check out with you guys on G14 Radio Cut. Make sure you're joining us every Wednesday night. Golden, what's the news right now? You got breaking news, I heard.
I'm over here bugging because I'm on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and I'm a fan of Teyana Taylor's, and I don't know if it's true, but somebody just put a picture of it of her twice on Twitter, and she's in her bra and panties in one of them, in two of them, and then, like, one of them, she's, like, with her chest out. You know what I mean? And it looks like she's in the gym sitting down, so you see her titties. So Twitter start reacting, so I'm like, what are they reacting about? So I go looking at these pictures, and I'm like, well, damn. And then off her Twitter, somebody's like, fuck Teyana Taylor. That's what happens when you lose your phone, bitch. So it seems like somebody has a phone. I hope they don't release no more craziness, because Charlamagne Tha God was like, I hope this is not your areolas I see on my timeline. Do I have to call your mother, young lady? And I guess that's not her tweeting that out. So hopefully she gets her phone back. And I ain't going to say hopefully, because shit, Teyana's fine and shit. I wouldn't mind seeing a few more of those pictures. But I do hope she gets her phone back, you know, because she needs a phone. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she does, and I hope that she, you know, I don't know what to say. That's devastating. Hopefully,
Tyrone, I mean, you need to check it out.
Hey,
she
man.
Looks good.
You guys,
I'm looking at Fleece's timeline, and he'll put at Teyana Taylor. Wow, hash mark number sign tight.
You guys are a mess.
I had to do it real time. Soon as I caught it, I had to be like, whoa. Just in case that was her that did it. That was just some little breaking news. But, you know, of course, we got to get into the news.
Let's get into the real news.
Tragic.
Man, this is horrible.
Yeah, we got to get into the real news, you know. Teyana ain't got nothing to worry about. Everybody that sees
no,
that.
No, she's beautiful, but I'm just. Yeah, but that's. Come on, you guys. I mean, she's. I'm
no,
sure.
No, I can dig it. She definitely needs her phone back.
She's
got to
be
her
like.
Phone
she needs a phone back ASAP.
Hey,
I need somebody get on the phone with
just
Twitter.
Just get one more picture and then give her phone back. No,
somebody get on the phone with Twitter and tell them that something needs to happen. That's not right. Of course, the guys are loving it, but I think it's just devastating for her. Hopefully, she gets the phone, like you said. Okay.
All right, well, let's start off a little.
Hold on. We not talking about no news until I see what it is, because I don't see nothing.
You don't
please
see
nothing? Please get at me. I don't see nothing. All
right, check this out. Do you see, are you on her Twitter? You have to get on her
Twitter.
I'm
on her Twitter.
All right, you see the picture link?
You guys. This is horrible. You giving him a tutorial
to look at Teyana's naked pictures?
This is horrible. Listeners,
okay,
I apologize to you.
I'm going to find that, and then let's go ahead and go back to the news.
Okay.
This is horrible. You guys.
All right, we're going to move on. That was testosterone taking over real quick, but we're going to move on.
As always. Every Wednesday, taking over.
We all watch the Grammys, and everybody, you know, when they watch the pre-Grammy show, they saw Nicki Minaj walking on the red carpet with somebody dressed like a pope and, you know, basically, I guess, you know, trying to be, exorcist girl, the needed the exorcist. So just turns out that the Catholic League was not happy with Nicki Minaj's performance at all. You know, a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook were ripping her, like, what's this weird devilish shit? We don't want to see this crap. But this shit didn't move further to people that are just talking on Twitter. The Catholic League president denounces Nicki Minaj's whole Roman Zelensky's performance. So he issued a statement. Basically, his name is Bill Donahue. He says he was offended by the religious overtones in her performance, which included a mock exorcism, a confessional skit, choir boys, and monks dancing. So basically, fresh off her Super Bowl performance, you know what I'm saying, which she did fine, but now she does this, and she makes the Catholic League snap. And basically they said this was just a prelude of what to come from her being on the Grammys. So I'm kind of hoping that, you know, Nicki isn't garnering any of this negativity from the higher ups that just want to politicize something, because I don't think that, you know, she chose to do this. It did offend some people, but at the same time, we don't want bishops and popes talking about Nicki Minaj. She shouldn't even be on their radar.
Be on their,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, on the itinerary for discussion. I mean, to be honest, it was a little bit the most and over the top when she did the whole levitating in the air and all that. It was a bit much. I mean, because you got to think about it. Like, I mean, she was just on Ellen with a little 3-4-year-old girl, you know,
right,
singing her, you know, song that probably 3-4-year-old shouldn't have been singing, but it was cute and it was, it was fun. And, you know, she's like Team Barbie and she's the lead Barbie right now. So for Barbie to be a demon is just scary to everybody. So, you know, it was a little confusing, and I believe Lorianne Gibson choreographed it, so I'm not sure whose vision it was. I'm not sure who wrote the treatment for the performance, if you will. I'm just not sure. It was a bit much because, I mean, again, we're used to seeing Nicki as the Barbie, and once you embody that Team Barbie, head Barbie, it's a little scary to see you not being a Barbie, you know, so... I like Nicki.
You know what the funny thing is? I think this split personality thing that she has going on is driving these new songs, the whole Roman Zelensky, which is, of course, connected to Roman Polanski. Her split personality is supposed to be a gay boy. So it's pretty much, I guess, all of those issues inside, they're reading a lot into and saying, okay, this is irresponsible of you to do this, you know.
Thanks.
Gay boy needing the exorcism, and it's just too much for me. It's like, I just didn't like it because shit was weird. You know what I'm saying?
When you start going too much into it, I guess
it starts offending people, so they spoke
it
out
does.
About it.
It does, and I hate to say it, you know, but it didn't do anything for me. And a lot of people were like, oh, she did it, and it put her on, and gave her, I'm like, she didn't have to get put on, that's Nicki Minaj, she's on already, she's already where she needs to be, so she didn't have to take it to that extremity, you know, I don't even know if that's a word, she didn't have to take it that far, she's already a Grammy performer, there's a lot of artists, she's actually performing at the Grammy, so it didn't require anything outlandish, if you will. And then for it to be, unfortunately, you know, that the previous day would happen, you know, or, I mean, it just was the most. For her to be levitating in the air, you know, I mean, it was a lot. She did a lot, you know, and it wasn't her best performance, and hopefully, you know, I mean, hopefully she gets herself together. I wasn't digging it, and now she's reaping. Going through the repercussions for that, unfortunately, but that's what it is when you're in this industry and you're a big, you know, you're Barbie, you're leading a movement right now. You can't be singing with 2-3-year-olds and tutus and then levitating on the Grammy Awards. you can't do that. So, I'm sorry, Nikki, you don't get a pass from me. It sounds like Golden's not giving you one either. Tyrone, what about you?
I didn't watch the Grammy.
Okay.
So,
well,
I can't comment on it.
Well, you got to see this, Doug. I mean, I would love to hear
you. Yeah, go back
take.
And check out the performance, you know what I'm saying, and you can tell us what you think, what you thought on the next show. But, yeah, so, Nikki, you know, they looking at you, you know the scrutiny, so, you know, you might want to tighten it up a little bit and stay away from the devilish overtones, you know what I'm saying, especially
right.
in an election year, you know, people look at anything to bring out to the forefront. But staying with the tune of the Grammys, you know what I'm saying? I want
real
to congratulate
quick.
Adele. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, real quick, we actually have a surprise guest. I'm so excited that she called in. It's actually our executive producer, Crush. You never know when the boss is listening, right? So I just brought her live. What's up, Crush?
Yo, I had to call because I just spit out everything that was in my mouth when you said the head Barbie is now a demon. Yo, that shit was funny as hell. I just, you know, listening, you know, I watched it, but I had to turn it off because I was cracking up the whole time. Like, I was laughing. Like, as soon as she hit the corner, I was done. Like, when she flew up and hit that corner,
in the ceiling.
I was like, yo.
I know.
Yeah, man.
What was funny about that is when she did hit that corner, I think that's when it started going a little bit too far for people. We were laughing at it, but then you got those other people that are like, wait a minute, what the hell is happening here?
Right, even Gaga was looking like, yo, what's up right now? Like, she was even looking crazy. And, you know, that's her thing, to be all crazy. So, yeah.
Well, a lot of people say she was mimicking Gaga. What do y'all think about that?
No, I think that she did an article. I don't know if you guys read this. She said that she doesn't have nothing to prove anymore. So before she proved that you can put out a record without talking about sex and stuff all the time. You know, when you're looking at Lil' Kim, and how Lil' Kim's first record came out and all this other stuff. And, you know, we all know that famous cover, Lil' Kim's. But, you know, she pretty much was saying, like, she proved that you can put out a record and still win without having it to be so sexual. You know what I'm saying? So now the reason why she's doing Roman this way is because she's doing what she wants to do now. Now, this is all her. Now, this is what I read in the article, and I apologize for not remembering exactly where I read it from. But either way, that's what they were saying. What she was saying was, this is all her now. So what you see, you guys, is Roman is about to be off the chain. It's about to be some crazy, kooky shit. And the only thing that I can say is, is that we all do, like, we all should strive to be able to do what we want to do. And obviously, whoever's behind her, you know, the team that she has behind her paid for that budget. Because, you know, that shit wasn't cheap that she did on that stage.
Not at all.
Yeah, it wasn't. So, and then you got Laurie
right,
Ann
so
Gibson.
Somebody signed off on it. Yeah, somebody signed
yeah,
off on
did.
It.
Yeah,
so.
They did.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call in because once you said, you know, now that hit Barbie is a demon, I just fell out, yo. That shit was funny as hell. No Barbie, no Barbie need
crazy.
To be demons.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
come on now.
But you know, that's and it was funny, but yet and still it's profound because, like,
right.
for real, when you start somewhere, you can't just
right.
take a crazy-ass left turn because the people that you started with
yeah.
is going to be like, okay, where are we going? Let's follow you type shit. And
right.
those kids that identify with Barbie shouldn't be
right.
following
right.
satanic, I guess,
no.
her alter ego. You know what I'm saying? So,
not
at
all.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree.
You can make that hard turn.
Yeah.
Right. But
like
you know what? But you know what happened? Once that popped off, how many people didn't even look at it? Just like you guys were saying, Tyrone said he didn't, you know, look at it. But watch what happens. Everybody that did not see it, they're going to go watch it, which is creating more publicity for her. You know what I'm saying? But either way, you know, it is what it is. I guess we'll just wait and see what happens with this, whatever else she decides to put out. But only thing that I can say is, you know, she's doing what she wants to do. That's it. Like, I can't, as far as that performance, I was laughing too hard, yo. But anyway, great interview, you guys. You guys are doing great. And
thank you.
Let me get off this demon stuff because I'm in the dark right now, so I'm scared. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
Go turn the lights on, girl.
I know. He's a puppy.
Girl, that puppy ain't thinking about me. He run before I will. I'll be listening to the rest of the show. Have a good one.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, take care, Craig.
All right.
Yo, that was Tight Crush Executive P calling in. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
our homegirl.
That's the boss.
Right?
That's one of
yo,
that's boss right there. Yo,
Tiana
we called
Taylor,
in Monday. What?
Tiana Taylor is trending. There's a lot of people seeing them beautiful pictures of her, and they're all talking
like,
about it.
All right, you guys are just
well,
some old.
For me personally, my feelings are hurt right now because I tried to go check them out, and they ain't there no more. So,
I wonder why you were so quiet over there, because you over there searching for Tiana Taylor pictures. I was wondering.
Yes.
Come on,
I'm
you guys.
I ain't even. I'm just gonna take the L on this one. I ain't even gonna worry about it. And,
ladies, this is what
let
happens.
Let me get off it, man.
When
I'm trying. You know, my
See?
Twitter is open. I'm gonna get off of it. She trending topic in the United States, and it ain't because she got a bad body. Her shit is smoking, and that's why she trending. But whoever got that phone, they having a field day. So we gonna get off that. We gonna stay
Tiana's
on the Grammy topic. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna stay on the Grammys, and I just wanted to say congratulations to Adele, who I love. What a beautiful voice, beautiful song she made. She wrapped up at the Grammys and she did her thing big time. She took home 6 Grammys for her album 21 and the hit single Rolling in the Deep. We want to also congratulate, you know, Jay-Z and Yeezy. They won a Grammy for Best Collaboration for Otis, a song I love. Kanye also took home Rap Album of the Year for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Congratulations, Ye. And also, he actually won for Best Rap Collaboration for All of the Lights with, you know, him and the rest of the world. There were so many people on that joint. like Fergie,
hey.
Rihanna, Elton John, Kid Cudi,
hey.
Ellie Jackson. There were so many people on that joint. But, you know, of course, we just talked about Nicki Minaj. She was nominated for 2. She did not win, but congrats for being nominated. Also, they paid tribute, which we'll be talking about in a minute, to the late, great Whitney Houston. Jennifer Hudson did an amazing job on that song. And basically, that was a quick Grammy recap. So, the Grammys, you know, everybody did their thing on that. Shout out to Chris Brown, also winning a Grammy.
Yes.
I think that was his first one, and his performance
yes.
was amazing. He murdered
it.
So,
it
congrats, Chris. He got a lot of flack. You know, Chris Brown, once he does good and people accept that, he's still going to get hit with the controversy. But I think he should just take it in stride because he's on the road getting back to where he needs to be. We're going to talk about one thing. I want y'all's opinion on this, man. His name came
up. I have a comment real quick.
That.
No, you're good. You're doing your thing. I just had a quick comment about the Grammys because I really enjoyed Bruno Mars' performance. So I want you guys to make sure you Google YouTube that as well. And YouTube is getting a beast. I mean, stuff was available right after you know, it went down. People were getting beastie with it and ready to go. So,
yeah,
the minute that the performance happens, it's already on YouTube. It's crazy.
But again, Bruno Mars had a dope performance. I really like him.
Thank you for bringing that up. He did have a dope performance.
He was on point. He was on point. He did the James Brown. He did the MJ. Rest in peace. He really did his thing, and I've always liked Bruno, so I was happy to see him performing and bringing it and doing his thing and getting everybody involved. And he said something about, let's get off our rich asses and have fun, and I was like, y'all know I don't like the curse, but I did it real quick because I had to quote. But, everybody got up, and he got everybody involved and stuff, so I really liked the fact that he was able to do that, being the artist that he is. He hasn't been around long, so he did his thing. He held his ground. So I just wanted to say that real quick. Shout out to Bruno Mars,
Shout out to Bruno for doing his thing, doing the James Brown, getting it popping. That was a quick wrap-up of the Grammys. So, like Onyx said, all those videos of everybody's performances are on YouTube. You can go check them out and decide for yourself who did their thing and who didn't. I wanted to talk about this cat, man, because he seems to be all in the news for the wrong reasons. And we were talking about Lil Boosie a little while ago, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, about his charges and what he's facing. But, his road dog, Rebby, man, and he getting some heat from people that actually think that he not riding with Boosie the way he need to ride with Boosie. He not doing enough for Boosie. The funny thing is why I picked this story is because of an outside perception of what somebody is doing for people that don't even know Lil Boosie. This is how strong music can be, people, and this is the reason why I wanted to talk about this story. Webby did a show in Chicago, and this is online. It was actually not a show. It was a free Boosie party. Like, I guess, Boosie is very well loved, especially in the hoods and urban communities. So they threw a party out in Chicago, and Webby showed up, and they tried to kick this man's ass.
What?
And the video is all online of them trying to beat the shit out of Webby, because they say that Webby is not holding it down for his dog, Boosie. Now, keep in mind that none of these people in Chicago probably even know or ever met Lil Boosie. But his music is strong enough for these people to see one of his good friends that they think ain't doing enough for him and try to take his head off in the club.
Yo,
what y'all think
deep.
About that?
T?
My thing is, personally, if anybody complaining about, I don't know what the situation is, I don't know what Webby's doing for Boosie, but anybody that can call him out and say that he's not doing enough, I would like to know what they're doing.
Okay.
If they're going to put your hands on someone in for someone else, it's like, what are you doing for that person to help him out as well? So that's the question I have for it.
Okay, and I'm going to be in full agreement with you, and Golden, I heard you agree, and I'm going to agree with you guys. I mean, what you mean Webby ain't doing? I mean, this is crazy. People are getting crazy. Demons, Barbies and demons. I mean, now you got people, beating up people because somebody in jail and they think they ain't putting enough money on their books. You don't know what that man is book looking like and record keeping like right now. I mean, it's a lot when somebody's in prison. It's hard, you know what I mean? And it's hard to be supportive from the outside. You do the best that you can do. So what do they want the man to do? Break into jail and break him out? I mean, I'm not understanding what they want him to do right now. He can't really release. I mean, I'm sure there's all kind of things, restrictions with their label. They don't know the details with it. See, that's how you know you ain't dealing with folks with business. Because they don't know. They don't know the specifics. Right. They don't know the specifics
behind what's going on. Speculation and everything.
Right.
And Webby actually said some things. And, first he denied, of course, hey, they didn't beat me up, man. Shit would have really went down if niggas would have beat me up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't believe that. It was just something I got up out of there, whatever. But he also, another incident happened around him in Alabama where one man was actually killed with a shotgun wound to his chest. But they said Webby had something to do with that. He was questioned, but they released him. So, after that, Webby is just like, this is a quote from him. why everybody want to hassle me. I ain't got nothing. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Either they gonna love me or they gonna hate me. One or the other, good or bad. I don't even know who that was, the dude that got killed. You know what I'm saying? He got, I just heard about this shit. Nigga say you got beef, I say no. Shit, the week before someone was talking about I was going to jail for murder. So it just seemed like
a lot of
things that was happening, great for Webby back in those little Boosie Webby days. It's like you would think that when Boosie went down and they say, hey, Webby, you got a whole Trail Entertainment down, that there would be a lot of people behind him to do that. And it just seems like, man, he keep getting in all types of shit, left and right, here and there. So we hope that that brother, you know, something good start happening for Webby. I hate to see him in the news all the time over some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
This is stupid right now to me. And I like Webby. He got a lot of joints, club joints that I still jam right now, even with Paul Wall, by the way. He got a couple of things with him, and it's Paul Wall Wednesday, so I had to plug that in. But, Webby is dope, so I'm mad about, like, all this extra stuff going on around him. And you don't know what Boosie told him. Boosie might have said, nah, lay low, chill out, because they said they were going to get, you know, you don't know the conversations between these two men. So, and you know how it is, it's corrupted out here, and I hate when people try to act like it's not, but it is conspiracy, and they act like, you know, it's not, but it's a lot going on with this whole putting black men behind prison, putting minorities behind prison. I mean, it's a lot going on.
People
got
to stop being ignorant. It's easy to be ignorant when you don't know situations and you never been through situations. When you don't know the
system, they don't know what's
when you don't know about this stuff, you cannot be talking crazy on the street. A lot of black men are behind bars because they can't close their mouth and they can't stay away from a situation. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that just ain't going to be able to speak on no murder raps, man.
You can't come into
the jails talking to people. Or you don't never know who has something to do with what. So everybody needs to chill. You know, don't be swinging at the man when he coming to show love somewhere. You know, you don't know that man. So just let that man live. And, you know, Boosie got some powerful music. Hopefully Lil Boosie, you know, what he has left on the street, if he has to do life or what he has done, what he has left on the street will help his family, will help his friends. Hopefully his music will be put in good hands to where they give those people monetary compensation so his kids and everything can eat. You know what I'm saying? That's really the best you could hope for. If you're going to ride on somebody, go ride on the prison system that got them. But niggas are scared to do that. Ain't nobody gonna do that, but they'll beat up Webby all day.
Okay, that's crazy. Like Tyrone said, you know, what are you doing to help the situation? I mean, are you writing faithfully? Are you sending him money on his books? I'd like to know that because it gets expensive. I can tell you that straight up firsthand. I'm doing that right now. It's real out here, and I don't like stuff like this when they get to talking about prison. And I mean, I have to get, you know, I don't like that. So what else do we got? We got
some news on the Behind the Music shows. I wanted to pull that out because I really like Behind the Music, and I like to see, you know, a lot of these artist stories that I don't know. I always keep up on the artist story. I don't care if I liked you or didn't. I want to know your story. That's just me. That's the type of fan I am. So, you know, VH1 show Behind the Music is coming back with a number of new episodes featuring some new artists, some big names. So we got the Nas Behind the Music coming up. We got the Game Behind the Music coming up. We got Akon Behind the Music coming up. Brandy's Behind the Music. Pitbull's Behind the Music. And T-Pain's Behind the Music. So some big artists coming up. And if you don't know their stories and you want to get informed, you can always check out VH1. You know the whole Behind the Music series is always, it was always dope to me. I like it.
Yeah, I enjoy it too, man. I actually, somebody asked me the other day, what happened to Akon? He fell off. But doesn't Akon have Lady Gaga or had her?
Yeah, Akon is Lady Gaga. Let me tell you something. The person who said that Akon fell off, when you see them again, you need to tell that person that Akon has, he doesn't have to do anything ever again musically if he doesn't want to. That brother is making so much money behind the scenes, it's not even funny. And one big major reason is Lady Gaga. If people don't know, that is his artist. You know what I'm saying? So he is eating. He said in an interview, he's like, if I don't have to do nothing anymore if I don't want to. Like, seriously, I'm that good.
You know, the average, what I've learned is the average person has no idea how the industry works and how business works.
They really
don't.
Know
what they see, and, you know, we've had this discussion many times, but it's like being that this is what we do and we're aware of what's going on, it's kind of, sometimes it throws me off when I talk to people and I realize how much they don't know, you know. I mean, it's crazy, man. You know, they literally don't understand anything about the business. So it's kind of like, if you're not on TV,
mm-hmm.
then you must not be doing anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, Akon. I mean, he even has diamond mines overseas. Like, this guy, you know, big time African influence. I mean, shows. He gets paid six figures or better overseas. He stays overseas doing shows, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking $200,000 to $300,000 a pop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That dude, Akon, has cemented himself in the business of the game, as well as his brother, Boo, which does his thing. You know, they be around Atlanta doing their thing, and they got a lot of artists that's doing their thing. They involved in a lot of ventures, you know what I'm saying? They co-manage artists with people, and Akon's just become a force in the industry that a lot of people don't know how powerful he is, but he's getting a lot of great things done, and congratulations to that guy.
Definitely.
Did y'all see that coming? Did y'all see that coming, you know, from back from
nope.
Locked Up, the single? Did you
know
that was going to happen?
Nope, didn't see it.
I saw him being a power player because I've been following him. When he first dropped, I was like, who's he signed to? Who is he? I always do, like, my little background research on people because being a singer-songwriter, you want to know how people got on. You want to know the opportunities that may be available. So I did a lot of research. So I've been knowing he'd been playing, you know, making some power moves, but I definitely didn't predict what he's got going on. But, again, I definitely was looking into him and been looking to him as I do with everybody else. I've always done that. So that's just my little two cents on that. Real quick, you guys, we actually have somebody on the line. Well, let's go ahead and finish the news because we got AP on the line. He was the pick of the day, and he wanted to say something, and he had a comment about what we were talking about as well. But let's finish this just in case he has anything else he want to talk about.
Okay. Definitely. Well, the last bit of news we're going to get into is, of course, you know, I wanted to say just the last proper tribute to Whitney, you know, beloved Whitney. Going at the age of 14 right now, head of our parents' lives. You know, more details will come.
You know, breaking up, please.
I was just about to say, I can't hear you.
Oh,
guys.
My bad. I'm sorry. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I wanted to save this for last. The beloved Whitney Houston, you know, legendary R&B singer, you know, pronounced dead at the age of 48 from apparent drowning. Basically, a lot of details are going to end up coming out about this. But, you know, we're going to stay tuned, and hopefully everybody really remembers Whitney for the awesome things that she's given us, so many great songs, so many awards won, so many records sold, just a beautiful voice, beautiful person, outside, absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, her passing is causing a lot of people to think. One thing I didn't like to hear, and, you know, I'm just going to express my opinion on it because, you know, that's what we do on our show. We express
right.
our opinion, but
right.
a lot of people really need to keep the brother Bobby Brown in their prayers too. You know what I'm saying? This is a guy that had also given us great music for years and years, whether it was with New Edition, whether it was with you know, by himself, all the hit records he had as Bobby Brown. And this was a period in time where a lot of people were doing a lot of different things, and drugs was a main staple in the music industry. This is just not Whitney and Bobby. Their stuff may have been out there and people may have been looking, but even Chaka Khan did an interview last night and said she was super heavy on drugs. And, you know, one of the best times she had with Whitney and Bobby's was when they was getting high in a hotel in Florida. So as you can see, this addiction thing is not just, you know, random. This can hit anybody, and it is a disease. And people don't seem to see that Bobby Brown's on the road to recovery. And, you know, you haven't heard anything crazy about Bobby lately, but I heard that they didn't want him to come to her funeral. And it kind of was like, wow, you know, I don't know how he could deal, especially since that's his daughter that's still alive that he wants to look after. We all love Whitney Houston. We all love what she brought to us. But also keep Bobby in your prayers. This cannot be easy for him, you know, as well. But rest in peace to Whitney Houston. And then, you know, what do you guys, you know, have to say about that?
From what I understand, she actually way from taking prescription drugs. I believe they found some Xanax, if I'm not mistaken. They found some prescription pills, and I actually saw on WorldStar today Alex Jones. He actually said that, you know, prescription drugs are actually killing more people than crack. You know, and one thing that I said, you know, before I even saw any of this was the fact that, you know, I've seen crackheads that have been smoking for 30 years every day, you know, and they're still here. But then you have all of these people passing away from prescription medicine, you know, like I believe that's the way Michael Jackson passed away, you know, quite a few people are passing away from prescription medicine. So at the end of the day, which is more harmful to us, you know, prescription medicine or the drugs that are, you know, that are illegal.
Definitely. And that's a whole show, brother.
It is.
That, you know,
it is.
You
and
know, that's a government thing that is really upsetting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it gets linked to street and government. And it's so funny that if government is on the side and you're in that column, it's kind of like, it's okay. That's why it's legal, it's from the government, and it's bullshit. It kills more people than the street drugs. It has a whole bunch of money involved in it, money that we couldn't even understand. If we knew how much the insurance companies was making, bro, you talk about a crack dealer, you talk about a drug dealer, insurance companies are the biggest drug dealers. Just look outside, ride through your hood or your street, and see how many Walgreens or CVSs are within 5 miles of each other. There's probably about four or five before you even leave a 5 mile radius.
And what
it's
I want
like is probably more than the liquor stores now.
Right. And I mean, my thing is like, I mean, there's so I agree with both of you. And you know, it's devastating. Actually, Monday night, Crush did a tribute to Whitney on Real Talk, and she, you know, kind of, I think it was a 3-hour show. We asked everybody, called in and spoke in how they felt. I know I called, Golden had called at one point. You know, it's a devastating situation. And as far as just the whole prescription meds and drugs thing, like you said, even Amy Winehouse, I believe that was what was, on her autopsy. I wasn't, you know, I just, the whole, I mean, I want to know who keeps supplying them. You know, they have a problem. You know, they could have some help. Who, they're, like you said, they're in it to make the money. Obviously, you know, even with the MJ situation, somebody got paid, you know. And so it just comes down to, I guess, self-conviction, morals. I wish that everybody would stop looking at, you know, at one point we got to stop looking at the dollars and look at the overall picture. I mean, this is devastating and this is upsetting. And like you said, Bobby Brown, that's not fair to him. I mean, obviously he still has ties to Whitney. They said he broke down on tour with New Edition and broke down and just was ate up.
And I believe this was the anniversary of his father dying the year before on that same day. So that's got to be hard. And then Bobby Christina went to the hospital, I mean, with an anxiety attack. I mean, it's a lot, and it's not right. I guess it's one of those situations. I do believe in God. I got to let go, let God do the right thing, do the best we can do, and just try to celebrate people and appreciate them while they're here. And, you know, unfortunately, if they have to go sooner than we think, they've needed to be called home. But again, the whole, you know, it's about money. It's messed up. There's a lot of people that they know they need help. They could have helped them. There's a lot of people standing by right now that probably should feel guilty about, you know, opportunities where that may have presented itself, where they could have said, hey, you know, I don't think it's, you know, a good idea that you do this. Or maybe they could have reached out to somebody, her daughter. I believe her daughter was her caretaker for quite a while. That's a lot for, like, a 20-year-old to be taken care of.
She's 20 now.
And just, I mean, her mother's an icon. And, I mean, and again, we'll always love Whitney. You know, she's great. And, you know, I just, it's hard to talk about it. I mean, it's very hard to talk about that situation. And I also want to mention that football player Tommy Harris, I've known him. He's a friend of mine, NFL player, since I was 11 years old. He's the greatest guy, sweetest, humble, just always giving back. My city actually built a gym for him and named it the Tommy Harris. He's got a lot of foundations, in which he does a lot and gives back to the community. His wife actually passed away as well, and he's been all over the news yesterday. She passed away. They have a four-month-old and a four-year-old. He's a single father now in the NFL. I mean, it's just, like I said at the beginning, it's been a lot of sadness, a lot of RIPs and all of that. And it's just been crazy. It's been a crazy, shocking beginning of the year. Don Cornelius, I can't remember who, Etta James. I mean, it's just, you know, what can you do? What can you do? So let's just try to celebrate each other every day and be appreciative and respectful of and keep our morals. We need to have some morals. I mean, it's time to, you know, it's time to go back to that.
Yeah, the integrity has, people got to bring the integrity back.
They really do.
Stop looking the other way. Y'all don't got nothing to do with me. Who cares, you know. Just chill out. Chill out with all of that. I don't care if it doesn't have to be money. It could be a good word, you know. I was talking to one of my pupils. He just got out of prison. He did a four-year stretch. And we was over there kicking it. And, you know, some of the things that come out of people's mouths when they come out of prison, you know, it takes somebody that has been out for a minute to like, nah, my brother, no, you don't. You don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And explaining why you don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? And getting their mind back to the point where you want to see that cage again, I know you don't. And, you know, we sat there and talked for a good while, and he just asked, yo, I'm going to make my way, man. I'm just trying to do this and do that. And, you know, it wasn't nowhere I needed to be, but right there talking to him, you know what I'm saying? So and whenever you do little things like that, man, you know, you can't save the world, but you could just help when you can. People have helped me. I'm sure people have helped Tyrone and Onyx. And we just wish that, you know, after, you know, a person like Whitney dies, it's not supposed to be, oh, F you did this to her. It's supposed to be like, you went through that same disease that she went through. We see you getting well. Let's try to uplift this brother so he could keep rising and not try to kill him. You know, one has already passed. So I just wanted to bring that up earlier because I know Bobby. You know, I've been in the studio with Bobby. His cousin, Tony Henderson, is a good friend of mine. And Bobby has told us some stories in that studio that one day I will share that is unbelievable. It's really unbelievable how he's still here. But one thing that he told me is that, listen, man, God wants me to get straight because he's brought me through the craziest shit, and I am going to get straight. If I got to do it myself, I'm going to get straight. And I'll never forget when he said that. And I hadn't heard nothing else from him again, no bad stuff. And now to see that the family, like, don't come near the fear, it's kind of like, ah, man, don't kill him too. You know what I'm saying? Help him out.
That's not for them to say. And I just hope that God will convict everyone's hearts and hopefully, you know, make this situation, it's hard to make it better, but I hope that he can, well, I know he can do anything, and I hate to turn this into church, but I'm just, you know, I'm being real. This is what it is. But, again, I just hope that this can be, this could be worked out another way, and you know, I hope the situation turns out better. And, again, keep Bobby and everyone else in your prayers. I mean, pray for them that they get right.
Definitely.
And, you know, because that's horrible.
Chaka Khan, if she not right, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Keep them all in your prayers, you know. And sometimes
yes.
we get deep on the show because things is real. Everything ain't
yeah,
all, you
real
know,
out here.
Laughs
it
and
all,
jokes. And
Whitney
Houston losing Whitney was wow. You know,
it was, and that's why I'm mad about Nikki getting on there doing rituals and flying in the air and all of that on the stage. I mean, come on now. You need to have a seat. So I'm mad at her, but I said it. Tweet her, tell her. Onyx is mad at Onyx254. That's my plug, Twitter and Global14. we have, again, let me bring on AP real quick before you write out and see if he has something he want to say. AP, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's good? Congratulations for
What's
being
up,
the pick
man?
Of the day.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I wanted to give a shout out to all y'all, man, for showing me some love and playing my joint on that, man.
Already. No problem, no problem.
Yeah, I got much more coming, man, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that ain't the last y'all going to hear from me, man. I got a lot more I'm working on, you know what I'm saying, in the progress, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's
up. But like I was telling you, y'all had me dying talk about Nicki Minaj, man. I was driving when y'all was saying that. That was too funny, man. That was too funny, man. I'm like, these niggas about to have me wrecked, man.
Don't do that, my brother. I know. We don't want that to happen. I'm glad that you, where you at? Are you safe and sound where you need to be?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm at the crib chilling, man, just listening, you know what I'm saying, vibing to y'all tonight.
Now, we appreciate your support. Thank you. And you know, definitely stay tuned to Global 14 because you're in the polls coming up, about to be up, I believe, this night if it's not up already. So send your people, have them sign up, global14.com. Best website right now, best social networking site.
right. I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling everybody about it. They got to get on there and show me love and, you know what I'm saying, check everybody else out too because, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people putting some heat on them, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no easy grind. I've been hearing some heat on there that I even vote for. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I say. This ain't handed to you. It ain't spoon-fed. You definitely got to. Gotta come with it. We not playing no games up in there in the pump and the dump it. Got the rules and everything.
right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling all my people, if they jump on, man, you gotta bring your A game, man, because they ain't playing with you.
Alrighty. We appreciate
That's
you. Where
what's
you from?
Up,
where you all from,
right, AP? Yeah. I'm from Jacksonville, Duval County.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right by All Star Weekend. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be out there trying to holler at y'all out that way.
All right, that's what it is, my brother. Definitely get me on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. We gonna be out here, man. We gonna be moving around.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I'll be in town, man. I try to link up with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Show some love out that way.
That's good luck. That's a good look. And he's at the glue, at THAGLUE. Tyrone, you want to give him your info so he can hit us up on Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter is at Brightwood ENT.
Brightwood ENT?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, definitely, man. I'm going to get on there and link up with you, man.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
No problem.
All right.
That's a bet already. So, see, guys, AP, cool, man, show a little love, support, still tuning into the show. That's what's up. He didn't just hear his track and then leave. He stayed with us, you know, vibed with us, like he said. So, but, you know, like, I think we did what we had to do tonight. We appreciate everybody that listened in and called in. We didn't get a winner, and I guess we're going to have to do it again next week. What you guys think?
Yeah, we
ain't got no
choice knowing until we get these. When we're going to go on a campaign on Global 14 all of us, Tyrone, Hines, myself, we're going to hit these artists up and ask them, why are you not trying to release CDs?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, and we're not going to just give it away for free. Like, you need to call in, you need to be listening, you need to have an answer, because it's not right to give away that quality work. We're trying to help you, put you on, get you right, get you prepared for this year. We need y'all to call in and get an answer so we can move on to proceed. Never know. We may have a runner-up prize. You never know what you're going to get. Could have had you a free All-Star pass or somewhere, but you ain't call in.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, let me tell you right now real quick. The Tiana Taylor Pictures has made it to Global14.com.
Crush just kidding.
Posted up that bad picture of Tiana. JD is on there. Yeah, let me tell you, I'm putting JD on blast. That's our boss, man. I'm about to put JD on blast. KT, which is a well-known member on Global 14, said, Tiana Taylor new pics. Uh-oh, JD was the first one, like, where they at? Everybody want to see him. I'm telling you, man, this girl is tight. And whoever hacked her phone, they letting the world see it, man. She is tight. Tyrone, you got to see. Now you can forget Twitter.
So everybody go to Global 14. Everybody get to Global 14. Create your account. Create your account. You know what I'm saying? And check it out. Man, this is not right. Y'all got me endorsing this. Tiana Taylor, sweetie, I hope that this is not what you wanted. I hope that you can find the culprit who's responsible for releasing these photos of you. And shame on everybody Let me say something else.
Tiana Taylor, the way you have worked on your beautiful physique has prepared you for this day, because there is nothing hanging from any place on this girl's body. So those pictures are the absolute best that could have been leaked. And it's doing nothing but helping people know that you are the truth, because, wow, bad.
Well, Tiana is amazing. She definitely talks about working out a lot. Everybody needs to take a page from her book. And, again, no hate intended. I just hate that happened to her like that. But, again, it's probably a good thing. Like you said, she's right, so it's not like she's going to be. Well, hopefully she's not devastated. Hopefully you just, you know, hey, it is what it is. Tiana Taylor, we try to get her on the show, I think, anyway. But,
We're going to keep trying.
Yeah, we are. We're not going to give up. And I know, Golden, you want to tell her personally how wonderful she looks and on the phone, and I know you want to get your Mac on real quick.
I would not do that. I'm just admiring it right now. I'm positive. I wouldn't go there.
I thought the pictures. I know.
I would mention them.
I thought the pictures may have got you off track real quick, but I appreciate you for both of y'all to still be able to talk about it in a respectful manner. Y'all did your thing, so thank you, fellas, for keeping it respectful. But everybody get to global14.com. Tiana Taylor's on there. Her pictures. So you can sign up, log in, make sure you're following us all on Twitter at Global14, at G14 Radio. I'm at Onyx254, Golden and Tyrone.
I'm at
A-G-L-U-E.
All right, hey. And I'm at Brightwood Entertainment, and also on Twitter, I'm at Brightwood ENT.
That's right. Join us next Wednesday to cut, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Going down. We riding out. It's Young Me and I Hustle.
Yeah. Young Me, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I bust. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Some more, can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, just blessing. Now I'm shining, and I'm like it's nuts. Why I
hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow.
Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking, that's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going, get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept me bustin', now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going, get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing. Kept me bustin', now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped off in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, and I'm running like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, and I'm running like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.